I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you.
I dropped my earphone in my coffee. And I ran away. I ran away into the other room to get my phone. I was telling you something.
Yeah, you were telling me something.
I always do that at the last minute. I'm like, hey, and then you're like, doo, 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 doo. And I'm like, oh, doo, 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 doo,
doo, doo, doo, doo, doo. Yeah, and then I can't hear you. Once the music starts, I can't hear you.
I know, and I'm like, ah. This is what happens. Yeah.
Well, what were you saying? Is it private?
Nothing's private. Nothing's private anymore. No, I was gonna tell you that I was gonna ask you if you saw that that crap that Biden was, you know, he came out with yesterday. Biden was just like, what? I mean, that like he was denying all the job stuff. He was acting as if the job stuff was just like no big deal, and acting as if everything is great with the jobs, like the jobs report and everything. And I was like, what? How is he this stupid? I don't understand.
You're just now asking that?
Well, I ask it all the time, but I just don't understand how we've elected such a mentally incapacitated individual. I don't understand how this has happened, you guys. I just don't understand. He said no evidence. There's no evidence that people aren't working due to government benefits. This is what he's saying.
Really? It doesn't matter that all the business owners are begging people to come back to work but can't get them to because they're getting paid way too much to stay at home.
There's no evidence, you guys.
And then I was just making that up.
Yeah, I told the group, I'm like, I have shoes smarter than this guy. Anyways, I just wanted to, I didn't mean to bring everybody down this morning. We have to talk about my pillow.
We do. And I had like the best night's sleep last night. And I don't know why I've been struggling, but I've been struggling. And I think it's because we were using different sheets. You know what I mean? And then I went, because my pillow sheets were in the wash. And then I went back to my pillow sheets and they're on the bed now. And so now I just feel like I'm all surrounded by smooth and luxurious fabric and I can rest. Because that's how spoiled I am.
You are spoiled. You are a brat. And I love that about you.
Well, that is the thing. It's like no matter what you get from my pillow, it's like this fabulous quality. I cannot get over it. And now if you love the towels or even if you haven't experienced the towels, which what are you even waiting for? Because the towels are the very best thing. Yeah. The towels are on sale right now. If you use code
CHECKS.
You got to call 1-800-875-0513 or go to mypillow.com. Instead of paying $110 for a huge set of towels, you pay $44.98 when you use code CHICKS. You cannot beat that. You cannot.
You can't beat it. I wanted to also let you know that your boyfriend is in the news this morning.
DeSantis. Which boyfriend? I have so many.
DeSantis. DeSantis is your number one boyfriend. You do have a lot of boyfriends.
I know.
But DeSantis is in the he's in the news too for he signed a bill banning local governments from implementing their own gun control laws.
Oh. Wow. I mean, I do love him so much. Do you know yesterday when I was co-hosting the radio show with Micah, a guest host, he thought I was actually married to Robbie Williams?
What? You wouldn't be working if you were married to Robbie Williams. You would be like with this. I can see you right now. If you were married to Robbie Williams, you'd have this giant hat. You'd be next to a pool. You'd have these like little kitten heels on and you'd be screaming at people to get you drinks. That's what you would be doing. You'd be calling me on the phone. You'd be like, bitch, get here right now. I'm sending a plane. That's what you'd be doing. Am I wrong?
I mean, no, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. And I'd be like, some of us still have to work.
I just could not believe it. I was like, that just shows you how like little people in America know about Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but he's not that good.
He's so good.
Okay, you guys. Hey, it's the Chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden, I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Did you hear that Pfizer has authorized their vaccine for emergency use for 12 to 15-year-olds now?
Emergency use,
which is what it's authorized.
Did you say you said the vaccine? Okay.
Pfizer. Yeah. And so now there's going to be pressure on kiddos
to put them
to get vaccinated,
to stick them with the vaccine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my kid's 11. So
my kid is 15 and I'm still not interested.
Yeah. That's what
I just feel like he's probably going to be all right, even if he catches the COVID.
Right. And so, I'm going to go ahead and just opt out of that.
I'm just not in a big fat hurry. I'm really enjoying everybody else participating in this gigantic clinical trial, though.
Right.
So by this time next year, I'll be all about it. But
not yet. Mm-mm. Maybe in like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, then it'll be like really
I'll be
good.
Interested. I'll be interested in all the data.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm.
right
usually,
now it's in collection mode.
Yeah, because that's usually how long these things take. I worked in pharma. And so I just want to wait a few years to see how long and just to see what the data looks like and just see all the SAEs and the AEs and the death summaries. I just want to see.
Yeah. And I would like it to actually get to a point where it's not only authorized for emergency use.
Absolutely.
When it's actually gone through the process of being authorized for actual regular non-emergency use, then I'll even be more on board. But right now, not for me. But you guys are welcome, whatever, make your own decisions.
Do whatever you want to do. Absolutely. It's America, man. It's a free country. remember when we created it was free country and founders? Remember? You guys
good
remember?
Times. Good, remember? Good times.
Remember when we were free? You remember? You guys remember that?
Those were some really good times.
It was really good. It was really great.
Yeah. I regret to inform everybody that Bennifer appears to be back. And if you are unfamiliar with the term Bennifer, 17 years ago, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez became a thing. And then they became an engaged thing. Did Gigi. And then they broke up.
Right.
And
you guys remember
married
remember
like
Gigi?
Four other guys.
Remember, she's married. She was married to four. No, she wasn't. She's like engaged like four other guys.
Well,
right?
After Ben, didn't she marry Mark Anthony? And then she had the babies with Mark Anthony. And then
I think that's the only guy she married, Mark. And then she's been engaged to like 14 other guys.
I feel like she's been married a whole big bunch of times.
You feel that way. But I don't know if it actually happened. I think it's like she took the reservation, but she didn't keep the reservation.
She didn't marry Ben and she didn't marry A-Rod, but she's been married. I feel like she's been married.
I don't know if we can verify that.
So she was married. Oh my God. There's a more line. She's been married so many times. Okay. So from 1997, I had to click more to see all of her husbands.
There's a more line, you guys.
There was a more line on Wiki. So in 1997, she married Ojani Noah. And they were married.
Ohani. His name is Ohani. You don't pronounce the J. Or you do pronounce it, but you pronounce it as an H. Come on, don't you know? It's Ohani.
Ohani Noah. So she was married to him for a year. Then they got divorced. Then, remember, from 2001 to 2003, she married Chris Judd. They were a thing.
Oh, that's right. He was her backup dancer.
Yeah.
Remember? How do I know this crap? How do I know it?
You had it in a file, and then I just sort of had to like.
It's gone.
I had to.
Now I need to purge it. Now I need to burn it someplace.
For real. Put something else in that space, man, because you do not need to store this any longer.
Right.
And then in 2004, she married Mark Anthony and they had a they had their two kids and they were married for 10 years. She gave it a good go, 2004 to 2014. And then she broke up with Mark. And then I think there might have been another person she dated. And then there was A-Rod and then they got engaged and then they broke up. And now she has gone back to Ben Affleck, who they have been spotted canoodling in a couple of different places now. And they've spent like a weekend together, a week okay. together at his ranch.
Which begs the question, are there redos, you guys? Are there redos? I mean, have you ever done a redo?
Does it ever work?
I'm putting it out there, you guys. Putting it out there.
I just feel like that's not... I mean, listen. There's a reason it didn't work.
Yeah, but there's probably somebody out there who's going to be like, oh, yeah, I did this, and then now we're married. There's going to be somebody in the comments who's going to say that, and they're going to be like, there are redos.
Yeah, but are those people that did the redo and then it worked for them, are these people who have been married three times before and engaged at least seven? Because that's her track record. I just don't feel like she's good at this. This is what did I say to you? I sent the story to you in Messenger and I was like, can we effing not?
Right. And I totally agree. Like, because I saw the story too and I was like, ugh. Like I recoiled in horror. I was like, no. And then it just reminds me of like the way that they were and like the whole and putting the names together, because I think that was the first time they had to put those stupid names together.
Was it them or was it Brangelina? Because I actually couldn't remember which one.
No, they started first. And then the Brangelina was like an offshoot of what this crap is.
Okay.
They were the first ones that they did that with. And I was like, why do we have to do this? It's like they're two separate people. Can we not? No.
I know.
Stop it. So, yeah. And now Amy's saying maybe Ben is her one true love. And then she's laughing. She's laughing at that. They're laugh emojis.
And okay, I was going to say, I'm glad that there's laugh emojis because I was like, really?
I feel like that's sarcasm. I feel like it is. But Elizabeth Boyer is saying getting back with your ex is like trying to put poop back in your butt. It doesn't work. It's messy and stinky and not worth your time.
That is the best analogy.
That
of
is great.
All time.
That is the best thing you're going to hear all day, folks. Elizabeth wins. Elizabeth wins today.
Oh my God. That is
true. Don't get back with your ex. Don't
I mean,
do it.
I just feel like it's, I don't know. I saw that and I was like, why do we have to go through this relationship again?
No,
I don't want
to. We don't have to. These people are idiots. Total idiots. Listen, and this is the thing. They both have had children. Like, it's one thing to be an idiot in your 20s and to get back with an ex in your 20s and be like, don't. But it's another thing entirely to be like nearing your 50s or in your 50s and to not have learned that lesson. When you have children and you're doing this. Come on, snap out of it.
Come on, man.
I mean, what is your problem? God, these people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just here's a thought. Be single.
That's the thing. She's not capable. I don't think she's ever been.
Like, I don't know. Enjoy yourself for a while. Like, you don't
have to know the you that you haven't gotten to know.
Go to the movies and have dinner by yourself, J-Lo and Ben. Like, maybe just do that for a couple months or like a year. Maybe.
Yeah.
You don't have to always have a man. There's a thought. Food for thought.
I have TikToks. And I have a number of TikToks to show you. Let me get my screen ready because you guys are about to get some treats. Okay, so the first one I'm going to show you is about what's going on with housing right now, which is kind of terrifying. And
housing,
the way
like
housing and prices and lumber and like all
oh
of
my
it,
God.
Right?
You got okay. So that's because we were just talking about that before the show. I was talking to her about how like prices on stuff. You guys, prices on everything is going up. Like just to fill up my gas tank, I mean it's literally. You guys, I'm not even kidding. It's like $20 more than it was just before Biden took office. I cannot be the only one. It's out of control.
Well, what's really frightening about the way that this person talks about it, and I don't know if he's a realtor or a real estate investor or whatever, but the way that he talks about the end game and what all of these home price rate, like the fact that home prices are so crazy right now, what it all means is kind of terrifying. Listen.
Communism is coming for your house. Recently, the Biden administration announced three policies that will devastate the housing market. Number one, an increase in cap gains tax rates to over 39%. Number two, the elimination of the stepped-up basis for inherited properties. This will force most people who inherit a home to sell it because they cannot cover the tax bill. Number three, the elimination of the 1031 tax exchange. This will force CREs, real estate investment trusts, hedge funds, and private equity companies to focus on single-family housing like never before. This will cause house prices to skyrocket and force most home buyers out of the market, creating a massive crisis. The government will then step in and offer their solution of government housing. The government is creating this crisis. When AOC and Bernie Sanders and the like say things like housing is a human right, what they mean is communism is coming to housing. Wake up.
So, yikes. Yeah, that's a super yikes, right? I mean, that's, I swear, everything the Democrats touch turns to garbage.
Right. It does.
It's incredible to me.
And that's, and it I hate to say that it's terrifying when I see stuff like that, but it is, because, you know, you can see it. Like, you can see all the stuff happening around you, and people are just like, oh, it's fine. It's like, whatever. No one cares. Like, I mean, I know that we do, because we're engaged, and like people here in this broadcast are engaged, but there are so many people around me who just don't seem to care. It's like, what are you going to do about it? Well, I mean, I don't know, 2022 is coming and 2024 is coming, but what are you actually going to do about it? You know, I mean, we've got to turn the ship around. We have to.
And it's so fast, you guys. I mean, like, everything is
you're right, Mom.
It's turning so fast. I mean, now we got gas lines because of this whole breach and this whole hacker thing, you know, from Russia. But like, how long have I been terrified about our grid, right?
Oh, my God.
Things being hacked. I mean, I've been freaked out about our grid for so long. That's like one piece of actual infrastructure that I'm like, yes, please. Oh, my God. Fix the grid. Make it unhackable. Because that is so terrifying. And now look at how much damage Russia has done in just 1-2 days with their hackery. And now we got people literally out of gas in states in the South. I mean, this is nuts.
It could happen just like that.
Oh my God.
We're so not prepared. We're not prepared for any of that. I mean, we're inept at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I should show you guys a picture of my Great Dane just before we go.
Somebody says I'm drunk today. I'm not. I'm really not. This is my normal. This is my default mode.
my husband, just so everybody, my husband to see this picture of my dog.
Yes.
That's my dog, Cash.
What's he holding?
He's holding an Amazon package. He took the Amazon package yesterday, grabbed it, was walking down the pathway. He dropped it and then peed on it. That's what my husband said to me yesterday. And I was like, oh, great. And he goes, don't worry, I washed my hands. It's fine. I was like, okay, this is our dog. This is our dog.
Oh my God, that is the greatest.
I swear.
That's the greatest ever.
Life with dogs, you guys. Never gets old. Just never gets old.
Oh my God. Oh, should I, before we go, should I show that picture of the dude that got caught cheating? Because it's so fascinating to me. So,
yes.
I don't know if anybody watches trash TV like Siesta Key, but that's a show that's like a reality show of like super rich, beautiful people, I guess. And there's a chick on it named Serena Kerrigan, who is apparently on the latest season. And so she's dating a guy who has an iPhone. She also has an iPhone. And you know, with iPhones, when you take a picture in live mode, it captures 1.5 seconds on either side of the still, kind of like a little tiny itty bitty mini video. So her boyfriend is away on business, sends her a photograph of his hotel room bed, which is empty, and it says, oh, I miss you, right? She presses on the picture, which allows you to see the video live version of that 1.5 seconds on either side. And this is what she sees, a whole other girl. She saw a whole other girl when she pressed the live picture, you guys.
Oh my God.
And she was like, yeah,
what an idiot. What an idiot, dude. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So then she plasters it everywhere. So that chick plasters it puts it everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, be careful of your live pictures.
Yeah. Dudes.
Because
there may be a chick in there that you don't want your girlfriend to see. Yeah. Wow.
I do love the live photo feature just because sometimes, like the 1.5 seconds before or after, you're not making like a really dumb face. You know what I mean? Like for the actual picture, you might be going, but then like on either side of it, you could be smiling nicely.
Or vice versa, which is even funnier because you're like, okay, so right before you pose, you're like, and then you're like, ah. And so it's like the great, you're like, I know, I see how you really look. Yeah. It's the greatest. I love that. It is a good feature.
It is a very nice, but you got to be careful with it if you're trying to cheat on your girlfriend or boyfriend. So FYI.
Just remember the feature. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in.
We're recording another podcast today that'll be released tomorrow. Make sure you're subscribed where all fine podcasts are found because there's going to be another one today or tomorrow, rather. It comes out tomorrow. So get ready for that.
Get ready.
And sorry that all the books are sold. Thank you very much to everybody that bought a signed copy.
The two may become available. You never know.
We got to see if those people decide to do what the instructions specified and actually give me a shipping address to send it to. Otherwise, they're not going to get it.
You guys have a fantastic Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Joe Manchin says no to DC statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.